Hello, and welcome to another Apple This podcast.
Hi, in this demonstration, I'm actually going to show you how to turn on your function keys so that you can use VoiceOver with the function keys at the top of your keyboard. Because as a default, when you get a new MacBook or an iMac, the function keys are set to hardware control, which means if you try and use a VoiceOver command with them, they won't operate. You've actually got to hold down the function key, so it's software function key control, to use it with VoiceOver commands. So we really don't want that as VoiceOver users. So what I'm going to show you is where to go to change the function keys from hardware default to software. So first of all, I'm going to go to my Apple menu with VOM for menu. And when I'm to say VO, I mean control and option. So VOM for menu.
Menu bar, Apple.
Let's do VO down arrow.
Apple menu, 11 items. About this Mac, software update, Mac OS 10 software, system preferences, ellipsis.
Okay, that's what we want, system preferences, so VO spacebar.
System preferences. System preferences, window, system preferences, toolbar.
I'm going to press tab.
Leaving toolbar, accounts button.
Okay, and we want to get to keyboard, so I'm just going to press KE for keyboard.
Keyboard button.
Okay, and VO spacebar to open it.
Press keyboard, window, keyboard, toolbar.
And let's do VO right arrow.
Keyboard, selected tab 1 of 2.
Okay, keyboard selected 1 of 2. Now, if that was the one that wasn't selected, I would
need to do
VO spacebar.
You are currently on tab
1
of 2. To select this option, press control, option, space.
So that's already selected. So what I'm going to do now is press VO about 5 times to get to where it mentions the function keys. So we'll have a listen when I hit it.
Keyboard shortcuts tab 2 of 2. Key repeat rate. Delay until repeat. 0% key repeat rate slider. 0% delay until repeat slider. Slow. Fast. Off. Long. Short. Use all F1, F2, etc. Keys as standard function keys. Check checkbox.
Now as you can tell, mine's already checked. I'm going to uncheck it with VO spacebar.
Unchecked. Use all F1, F2, etc. Keys as standard function keys. Checkbox.
Okay. Now, VoiceOver will give us a hint in a minute, and I'll just hit the control key to shut it up. But
you
basically, to recheck it, all I have to do now is VO spacebar.
Check. Use all F1, F2, etc. Keys as standard function keys. Checkbox.
And now my function keys are set to software. So let me close that window with Command-Q.
Quit system preferences. List view. Table.
Control key.
No selection.
And now, let's say, for example, I want to get into the VoiceOver utility, which is VO, remember control option, VO F8. I can do that straight away.
Opening VoiceOver utility. VoiceOver utility, window, VoiceOver utility, utility categories, table, one row selected, column, 1 of 1, general, has keyboard focus.
Okay, so let's quit that with Command-Q.
Finder, window, applications.
So now, when I want to actually perform any hardware controls with the function keys, I can just hold down the FN or the function key. So on a Mac keyboard, it is the bottom left-hand side key. So I'm going to hold down function, and for example, F12 is volume up, and F11, function key 11, is volume down. So I'm going to hold down the function key and press F11 to make it go down. You'll hear the beeps getting softer. Okay, and I'm going to do the same with F function key, FN 12, F12. And that's all there is to it. So basically what we're doing is we're going to the Apple menu, going to System Preferences, going to Keyboard, making sure that keyboard's selected in that window. We're then going over to where it says Alt F1, etc. Checking that checkbox if it's not checked, closing it. And then if you want to do any hardware functions, you hold down the function key. Otherwise, the function keys are set to software control, so you can do VO and any of the function keys. Thanks for listening. Bye.
This podcast was brought to you by the team at Apple This. For more information and resources to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit the Apple This website at www.applethis.com, where you can also contact the Apple This team.